In his Urbi et Orbi address on Christmas Day, Pope Francis called for peace in the world, making particular mention of several war-torn countries, including the Central African Republic and South Sudan. Today, East African leaders are expected to meet in the Kenyan capital, Nairobi, to discuss a resolution to South Sudan's conflict. In the past 12 days of fighting, about 1,000 people have been killed, and more than 50,000 others have sought refuge on UN compounds. Today's peace talks follow yesterday's meeting of Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta and Ethiopian Prime Minister Haile Hailemariam Desalegn with South Sudan's President Salva Kiir in Juba. The head of the United Nations mission in South Sudan, Hilde Johnson, told a press conference yesterday that the UN fully supports today's meeting in Nairobi. She added that both peacekeeping reinforcements and much-needed equipment are expected to arrive in the country by tomorrow.
The mission fully supports these intense and ongoing efforts of South Sudan's neighbors to seek a peaceful resolution to the current crisis. These past 11 days have been a very trying time for South Sudan and for all citizens of this new born nation. All peacekeepers are under the instruction to use force when civilians are under imminent threat within their capabilities. And that is an instruction that also is there for those who are protecting our camps and the civilians seeking refuge there. We are working around the clock to get assets in that can assist us in the current crisis as quickly as ever possible. We are working on 48-hour delivery of several of the critical assets that we need.
And that was Hilde Johnson, head of the United Nations mission in South Sudan.